The detoxing of the curtains took most of the morning. It was past midday when Mrs. Weasley finally removed her protective scarf, sank into a sagging armchair, and sprang up again with a cry of disgust, having sat on the bag of dead rats. The curtains were no longer buzzing. They hung limp and damp from the intensive spraying. Unconscious doxies lay crammed in the bucket at the foot of them, beside a bowl of their black eggs, at which Crookshanks was now sniffing, and Fred and George were shooting covetous looks.
"I think we'll tackle those after lunch."
Mrs. Weasley pointed at the dusty glass-fronted cabinets standing on either side of the mantelpiece. They were crammed with an odd assortment of objects, a selection of rusty daggers, claws, a coiled snakeskin, a number of tarnished silver boxes inscribed with languages Harry could not understand, and, least pleasant of all, an ornate crystal bottle with a large opal set into the stopper, full of what Harry was quite sure was blood. The clanging doorbell rang again. Everyone looked at Mrs. Weasley.
"Stay here,"
she said firmly, snatching up the bag of rats as Mrs. Black's screeches started up again from down below.
"I'll bring up some sandwiches."
She left the room, closing the door carefully behind her. At once everyone dashed over to the window to look down onto the doorstep. They could see the top of an unkempt gingery head and a stack of precariously balanced cauldrons.
"Mundungus," said Hermione. "What's he brought all those cauldrons for?"
"Probably looking for a safe place to keep them," said Harry. "Isn't that what he was doing the night he was supposed to be tailing me, picking up dodgy cauldrons?"
"Yeah, you're right," said Fred,
as the front door opened. Mundungus heaved his cauldrons through it and disappeared from view.
"Blimey, Mum won't like that."
He and George crossed to the door and stood beside it, listening closely. Mrs. Black's screaming had stopped again.
"Mundungus is talking to Sirius and Kingsley," Fred muttered, frowning with concentration. "Can't hear properly. Do you reckon we can risk the extendable ears?"
"Might be worth it," said George.
"I could sneak upstairs and get a pair."
But at that precise moment, there was an explosion of sound from downstairs that rendered extendable ears quite unnecessary. All of them could hear exactly what Mrs. Weasley was shouting at the top of her voice.
"We are not running a hideout for stolen goods!"
"I love hearing Mum shouting at someone else," said Fred with a satisfied smile on his face as he opened the door an inch or so to allow Mrs. Weasley's voice to permeate the room better. "It makes such a nice change."
"Completely irresponsible, as if we haven't got enough to worry about without you dragging stolen cauldrons into the house."
"The idiots are letting her get into her stride," said George, shaking his head. "You've got to head her off early, otherwise she builds up a head of steam and goes on for hours. And she's been dying to have a go at Mundungus ever since he sneaked off when he was supposed to be following you, Harry. And there goes Sirius's mum again."